So we're holding by the Mishnah on Tzadik Zayin of Beis. Machra ksubasa imiktasa. If a woman sold either her entire ksuba or a portion of the ksuba, mashka ksubasa imiktasa, or she deposited as a mashkon, the entire ksuba or portion of it, nasma ksubasa acher imiktasa, or she gave it over as a present to another person or a portion of it, then leitimkas ashar el beis. And she cannot sell the rest of her ksuba unless she does it through Bezin for miscellaneous purposes. In other words, even though we said she could sell her fields that are designated for her ksuba in order to get miscellaneous, that is not true once she has sold a portion of her ksuba. So no, she can even sell four or five times. She could sell her ksuba in four or five different, break it up in four or five different portions. And nonetheless, she still has mezainis, and therefore she could still sell the property of her dead husband for mezainis. Because mezainis, she should write when she sells it that she's selling it for mezainis. But we mentioned earlier that the grusha, no matter what, she can only sell in basin for mezainis purposes. Why? Because two reasons. Either that the reason that we don't want a woman to go to basin is a husband doesn't want his wife to look despicable, doesn't want to look bad, doesn't want to embarrass her, but a grusha, he doesn't care, let her be embarrassed, or inami chino, to have to be desirous, and a husband doesn't really care if his divorcee is desirous or not. So masnis mani Rabbi Shimon, the mission is going to Rabbi Shimon Tanya. Machra ksubasa, also ksubasa paitiki, meaning, what's that paitiki? That a poitiki means I borrow money and I say, you collect my money, a poite hekoi. This ksuba is where you will collect from. That's what a poitiki means. Le acher ein la mezainis. She loses her mezainis. She loses her mezainis. If she got rid of her entire, Tanakhama says, if she sold her entire ksuba, she no longer has any rights of collection, then she loses her mezainis. She didn't sell it. Only half of it. Then, of the mezainis sale, she loses her mezainis nonetheless. In other words, Shimon's shita is, once she sells some of her power of collection, she had a ksuba worth 200. She sold the rights to 100. She wanted money now. So she says, I'll give you the rights to collect 100 if you give me 15 bucks now. So she already dipped into the jackpot. She no longer gets mezainis. So maybe the Shimon suffered a delay. Shimon says, even though he owes her money, some of the money, we don't evaluate the money owed, the portion owed, to be equivalent to as if he owed her everything. In other words, if he owes her the entire ksuba, she gets mezainis. The fact that he no longer owes her the entire ksuba, but he still owes her something, that's not equivalent to owning the entire thing, says Rav Shimon. Rabbanan say, afilu amrina mixes kesef kala kesef. The Rabbanan say, no. As long as he owes her something, that is the din as if he owes her everything. Ibcha shmainalu says, didn't we learn the exact opposite regarding besulim? In other words, if a woman loses some of her besulim, so do we say that the fact that she has some remaining, that's the same halach as if she has everything remaining? Or do we say, no, once she loses a little bit, it's as if she lost everything? So we say, by besulim, we have the exact opposite sheetas. That a kohen gadol has to take as to marry a besula. Pradle b'geres shekol besulel. Mary says that if she's a b'geres, which means that she lost her besula naturally, even though she never had bia, she never did anything, she just naturally lost a portion of her besulim, then Mary says kohen gadol cannot marry her anymore. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon machshirim b'geres. Rabbi ben Shimon says no, she can marry b'geres, even though she lost some of her besulim. Why? Because Rav Shimon over there says the fact that she has some of her besulim, that's equivalent to having everything. right? By Kesef, he said, if she lost some of her ksuba and he still owes her some, the fact that he owes her some is not equivalent to owing her everything. But by Besulim, we say, Kozman, she has some of them, it's equivalent to having all of them. Exact opposite, Chita, says Gemara, husband, Kahoika, Pligi. They're arguing there about Pesukim. Mer suffered Besula, Phil mixes Besulim. The Pasuk says, Behi Isha Bibsuleha. So it could have just said, Bisulim, Behi Bisula, Isha Bisula. Which, why did it say more than that? The teacher, Bisulim, that as long as she's losing some of her Bisulim, he can't marry her. Bisuleha, I think it cool. Bisulim, Bibsula, the extra base, Kedarka, Inchle, Kedarka, Loy, that if she had Tashmish Kedarka, then she's not a Bisula. But Shloy Kedarka, Loy, she doesn't become a Biula if it's Shloy Kedarka. If it would have just said Bisula, that would imply that she has all of her Bisulim. Bisula, if it makes a Bisulim, to come to include, even if she's lost some of her Bisulim, she becomes a Bagaris, nonetheless, he can still marry her. Bibsula, the extra base, Shuko Bisula, Kayom, and Begedarka, Begedarka, meaning she never had Tashmish, even if she had Tashmish, Shaloi Gedarka, that's going to Aser her, Pasel her, for marrying a Kohen Gadol. So over there, they're arguing about Pesukim. But in a Chinami, in general, Rav Shimon would say, Mixas Ksuba is Lav Kikoil HaKsuba Domi. Mixas Kesuba is not Kikoil Kesuba. Hey, this is the Tomsa Kasuba, the Kasuba B'Ksubasa. A woman went to the assignment and grabbed a Kais, a silver cup, in order to pay for her ksuba. And now, that cup was not equivalent, didn't equal the value of the entire ksuba. So they still owe her something. The Yisraelim still owe her something. Katova mizayne, she came and demanded, pay me my mizayne. It's also, Luli asked me, to love the mizayne. Got to pay her, you owe her money, so you got to give her mizayne still. Why? Les techosh. Because no one is worried about Rav Shimon Shita. The Omar Loy Amrinim Shalach Lei Rabba Breya De Rabba De Rav Yesi Mecheresh Loy Bebezdin. If she's selling part of the property outside of court in order to get mezayin, Tzricha Shavua or Einoi Tzricha Shavua. Does she now have to take a shavua that she didn't take too much? That she didn't take too much. She didn't take any more fields than were necessary to pay for her mezainis. Frakti Gemara, v'dibay lecha hachroza? Why are you asking if she needs a shavua? Maybe she should need a hachroza. Maybe she should have to make a public announcement that she's selling in order to get a mezainis. I don't have a cash. Says Rabbi to Rav Yisrael, I don't have a cash, but I have a cross. Why? Dom Rav Zer, Amram Nachman, Amman, Asher, Shomel, Atzma, Lo, Yosef, Lo, Klom. If a woman took a field and evaluated it and said, this field is worth my entire ksuba. And then we find that she never used any evaluator. She didn't have basin evaluator. She didn't have anyone professional evaluator. Lots of women, her wrapping it and saying, this is worth 200, this is worth 400, is irrelevant. Hechidon. What's the case? Ida achreiz, if they announce, she said, I'm going to take this as my ksuba, I'm going to take this, my lawyers of the club. Why is it that it's not, as if she did nothing? Was it, everyone, no one's protesting her taking this field and saying this field is worth 100, even though the field might be worth 400. She says it's worth 100. No one's protesting. She's announcing it publicly for a month. Elal Abdullah, it must be she didn't announce it publicly. Ula Atzmahudulaskum. So if she took it for herself, then it's irrelevant, it's invalid. However, Halachir, but if she would take it and sell it, she found a buyer. Mashallah, then it would work. Then it would work. Then it would work. So what? So he says, I didn't have a kasha about achraza, because you see, you don't need achraza. You don't need achraza. So the Gemara, the Olim, the Achraz. Really, there was always an announcement. There was an announcement. There was an announcement. How come no one protested? Says the Gemara, the Amri La, man shomlecha. They did protest. They did protest. She says she's going to take this field that's, she says it's only worth 100. I'm going to take this field for my ksuba. It's only worth 100. A guy says, who told you it's only worth 100? The same come and say, who told you it's only worth 100? Meaning, really, it's worth more than that. We believe it's worth more than that. Proof to us. So a mela, that's why it's loyal to sublaklo. But in a chenami, if there would be a hachraza and no one would protest, no one would say anything, in a chenami, you should be able to collect it. Because you do need a hachraza. Ki hai da hu gavidas kidu gabe kisto, the yasmi, like this man that he was holding on, he was protecting the coral, some expensive rocks or coral, literally, Rashi in the Lashon here is Shekuim coral, right? From the Yisraim. Also, Shomel and Afshay, Ba'arba Me'azuzi. He went and evaluated. He said, it's worth 400 zuz. This is a beautiful thing. It's worth 400 zuz. The Yaka Kamishis Me'a. Then it was worth 600. Also, comes to Me'a, and he took it to pay for his loan. In other words, he lent money to the dad. He's holding on as a bikkud in the coral. It was worth 400, now it's worth 600. He says, I'm collecting it for my $400 loan that the father owes me. And then it's worth 600. So he's saying, I get the extra 200. And the Yisraelim say, hold on. Why should you get the extra 200? You should have to give us back 200. Also, come to Rabbi Ami, Omer Lei, Man Shalafa. Rami says to the man, the Shemir, who evaluated it for you that said it was worth 400 when you took it? Who evaluated it for you? The fact that you evaluated it for yourself, that's not good enough. We have to have a real public, halachically valid evaluation. The halacha is that if she sold the land, she needs to take a shavua that she didn't sell too much. She has to take a shavua that she didn't sell too much and collect too much money. And also, we do not require a hachraza, that if a person's collecting, she's selling the land, she doesn't have to be machriz, that I'm selling it for X value. Says the Mishnah, a woman's ksuba is worth 200, then she found a field that's 100, but somebody bought it for 200. So what are we going to look at it? Are we going to look at it as she got 200? Because guess what? She sold it for 200. You say, no, it was really only worth 100. Or the opposite. It was really worth 200 and she only sold it for 100. Says the Gemara, Mishnah is Kavla Ksubasa. Good enough. If you can figure out where the 200, either 200 before, 200 after, either way, it's Kavla Ksubasa. Haisa Ksubasa b'mana u'machrasha b'mana v'dinar b'mana. She only has a ksuba of 100, and she sold a piece of property that was worth more than 100. Doesn't really matter how much more. For 100, machrabata, it's not valid. She had no rights, no ability to sell more than her ksuba is worth. Now, filu yemeres achsel dina liyoshin. Even if she says, I'm going to return the extra value that I took, doesn't work, machrabata. Says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, it's all the sales valid as long as she's selling something that's less than a field of gina. A gina means that it's planted, an area that's planted for fruits. As long as there, or base roiva hakav, as long as there's less than something, a piece of property that's actually able to be used, then the mechira is going to be kaim, and of course she has to return the money, that extra money that she took. But the fact that the land could not be used for anything else would allow the mechira to be kaim. Umachal is Ebamanav, one, and then one plus. So says the Gemara. So Achambat, says the Mishnah, so Achambat, the last one, because she sold too much, she bought out. But the first two are valid. First two are valid. Says the Gemara. Maishno Shavim Azayim B'mona Da'ami Lo Hal Sadik. Shavim Mona B'mazayim Nami Teima Ona Arvachno. If she sold something, a field that was worth 200 for 100, she says she lost out. She could have got 200. She messed up. So, and therefore she can't collect anymore for the soup. Why don't we say the opposite also? It was really only worth 100. So why do we say that now, since she was able to sell it for 200, it's called 200? The field is only worth 100. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Abua, man, kan shona Rabbi, hakol lebal amois. Everything goes to the bal amois. We always give the benefit of the doubt to the owner of the money. In other words, she's now going to collect more from the yisayim. So hakol lebal amois, she has to bring a raya to collect more. So the guy, the same say, you collected 200 already. And I cannot mean, either because the field was worth 200 or because physically she got 200. Everything goes to the Baal Mois. She doesn't have the benefit of that at all. There's a machlek is really about a koil of Baal HaMois or not. So if a sifu lo achas yaseiro, what happened in this case? It's a tesefta, right? So what happened over here? They added on one more. To the if a shliach is selling land and he sold too much, is that the case here? One second, let me just make sure I have the tesefta correct. Look up the case, tesefta inside. Yeah, if the shliach, he bought something. He didn't sell something. He bought something, and the seller gave him extra. So the extra that the shliach got, he gets to keep. And Rabbi Yossi says the extra the shliach got, they split evenly. Cause why? Rabbi Yossi says, why do they split it evenly? Because Rabbi Yossi says that the harvacha gets split down the middle. Frankly, Gemara about that. Rabbi Yossi Amar Kol Bal Mois. So everything should go to the not to the shliach, but to the one who sent it. So Rabbi Yochanan Lekasha, come to the Mishnah, we get to the Mishnah Kitzva. In other words, if it's something that is a set amount, something that is a piece, a metalkin, which has set a market value, then the extra is divided evenly between the shliach, the harvacha, the prophet is divided evenly between the shliach and the mishaleach, the sender and the one who, in the shliach who actually made the prophet. But if it's davar she'ein loy kitzva, it has no set value like karkas davar she'ein loy kitzva, can be, there's no market value for karkas, it can go up and down value no matter what. So for davar she'ein loy kitzva, that's where they say hakoil. The Rabbi Yossi says Hakoil lebal hamois, even in a davar she'ein loy kitzva, the Rabbi Yehuda says it goes to the shliach always. So Amar Rav Papa, Hilchos davar she'ein loy kitzva chalkin, davar she'ein loy kitzva hakoil lebal hamois. Back to Gemara, Mike Mashmalon. What's a chiddush? Shenuyi. the Shaninan. It's an answer that we already explained this answer. So it's a chiddush that you're telling me. Says the Gemara. It's a valid answer. No, the halacha that we said is taka true, that there is a distinction between davar sheish lo kitzva and davar she'ein loy kitzva.
Very